This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kajiswastha says government is committed to forwarding anti-usury bill in Parliament. Main opposition CPM UML demands government introduce a new anti-usury bill at earliest to provide relief to victims. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba pleads to build the party more inclusive and democratic, and at least 26 people killed by deadly flooding in South Korea. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajiswastha has said the government will advance the anti-usury bill in the parliament for its passes. Addressing a press meet organized by Press Centre Nepal, Chitwan Chapter yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the government was committed to forwarding anti-usury bill to resolve the loan sharking problem. He added that the bill would be tabled in the parliament immediately after the House is convened. The Home Minister argued that the political parties were holding intense discussions on the bill. The main opposition, CPN UML, has demanded the government bring new bills soon to provide relief to the loan sharking victims. The secretariat meeting of the party held yesterday made the demand to the demand. Meanwhile, UML leader Pradeep Gyamali said the party also demanded the formation of new government in Koshi province constitutionally by dissolving the current government. The UML has termed the province speaker's involvement in the government formation as unconstitutional. The party has also demanded the government launch vaccination campaign to control the lumpy skin diseases on cattle. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Khadga has pledged to keep his words given to the people during the elections. Inaugurating the newly constructed building for the Area Administration Office at Gurbha Court 7 in Surkhet yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Khadga claimed that the government was working actively as per the expectation of the people. He added that the important development projects of Karnali province had moved ahead despite adverse economic conditions of the country. The Nepal-India coordination meeting concluded in Pitoragarh district of Uttarakhand state, India, with an agreement to open the Julaghat checkpoint from 6 a.m. every day. The meeting, attended by the district officers of Baitari and Darchula of Nepal, while chief district officer of Pitoragarh decided to open the checkpoint that is adjacent to Baitari district. Earlier, the border point used to be opened at 7 a.m., causing inconvenience for people to the both countries, especially Nepalis going to India for medical treatment and shopping. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says his party will move forward by taking all ethnic and multilingual communities side by side. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Deuba said the Nepali Congress has been an inclusive party as it is home to different indigenous and ethnic people. He, however, pointed out that the ethnic communities should not be limited to their representation in the party. Minister for Foreign Affairs MP South said each individual feels self-esteem and glory in national anthem. At a launching of a book, National Anthems of the World, organized by the Nepali Bangmaya Pratisthan yesterday, Minister South said, as his country's national anthem represents the symbol of the nation, every individual feels self-dignity and glory. As all nations are not built in the same way, he said, adding, it is manifested in the national anthem. Former Dean of the Nepal Academy, Bairagi Kaila, said a national anthem gives information as to how the nation was built. He further noted that Nepal's national anthem has encouraged the people towards peace. The number of migrant workers to be enrolled in a Social Security Fund has started increasing. So far, a total of 260,082 migrant workers have joined the Social Security scheme. The government this March made a provision that migrant workers have to be associated with the Social Security Fund. A total of 423,092 workers of formal sector have been associated with the fund. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa says he will continuously put an effort towards changing the party's parliamentary leader. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport in Morang yesterday, General Secretary Thapa argued that the effort to change the party's parliamentary would be meaningful provided there was support of friends in the party. Leader Thapa shared that the party's stature had given a space to change the party's parliamentary leader and there were instances of this provision being used so many times. Police have arrested four persons in connection with death of a health worker at Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center at Maharaj Ganj in Kathmandu. The hospital's pharmacy in charge, Amrit Pokharel, was found dead on Friday morning. The arrestees have been identified as the hospital administration chief, Manoj Kumar Basnet, pharmacy officer, Junas Thapit, and technical assistants, Vishnu Paudel and Krishna Panta. Superintendent of Police Sitaram Rizal said the arrest was made after a complaint lodged by the deceased's family that Pokharel committed suicide under pressure from the arrestees. He said a suicide note was also recovered from the incident site. You're listening to Radio Nepali Idiom English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Rescuers in South Korea struggling to reach cars trapped in a flooded tunnel following days of heavy rain. It is unclear how many people are trapped, but about 19 vehicles are reported to be in the tunnel in Cheongzo, North Chungcheong province. According to BBC across the country, at least 26 people are now known to have been killed and another 10 are still missing. Most of the fatalities were in the mountainous north Gyeongsang region where landslides swept away houses. Thousands of people have been affected by evacuation orders issued by various local governments and Prime Minister Han Duck-soo has asked the military to help with the rescue efforts. Parts of the U.S. are expected to see record temperatures on Sunday with warnings of dangerous heat levels into next week across the Southwest. According to BBC, nearly a third of Americans, about 113 million people, are currently under heat advisories from Florida to California and up to Washington State. The country's National Weather Service has urged people not to underestimate the risk to life. On Saturday, an all-time high of 48 degrees Celsius was recorded in Phoenix, Arizona. It means temperatures have hit 43 degrees Celsius for 16 days running, itself almost a record. Meanwhile, Death Valley in California, one of the hottest places in the world, is forecast to reach 54 degrees Celsius, nearing the hottest temperatures ever reliably recorded on the Earth. Now, the journal by the forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kajisrestha says government is committed to forwarding anti-usury bill in Parliament. Main opposition CPNUML demands government introduce new anti-usury bill at earliest to provide relief to victims. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba pledges to build the party more inclusive and democratic, and at least 26 people killed by deadly flooding in South Korea. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for mornings and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.